Hello, this is Jill Harrington, President of Sales Shift, with a question for you. Is your prospect really prepared to switch from their current provider to you? It's a question to which you want to know the answer. I've seen way too many smart salespeople plow through the sales process, convinced that they are better than this prospect's current supplier, only to find out too late that the buyer had no intention of switching. One of my own stories is an example of why we need to prepare to remove our rose-colored glasses and ask the toughest question. So, Eric is the VP of a large manufacturing company, and he invited me to bid on a big contract. I'd been calling him for months, and up until this point, he had kept me at a distance, and for a very valid reason. He was really happy with his current provider. But I'd paid my dues, persistence had paid off, and he was keen to receive a proposal from us this year. So Eric and I, we met at his office to discuss his requirements, and we had a great conversation. Eric was open, I liked him, I really wanted to work with him. But something was niggling at me. There was no real evidence to suggest that he was ready to switch to a new supplier. So I took a big, deep breath and I said, Eric, I appreciate your time and I'd love to work with you. And I have a question and I'm going to be blunt. And I'd appreciate the same candor back from you. You have a long-term incumbent with whom you're obviously very satisfied. Is there any reason your company would choose to switch next year? Now, there was this awkward silence, and I thought immediately, oh no, I've offended him. And then came his honest answer, the one I'd requested, straight back at me. No. You see, the thing is, this year, Eric was required by his company to go to bid. And as he eventually told me, his current provider would have to really screw up to lose this contract. And neither of us saw that happening. So there it was, not the answer I wanted to hear, but better than some polite fib to spare my feelings. Now, I have a coaching client, Hillary, who's in the exact same position that I was, bidding against a strong incumbent, and she's about to expend a lot of time and resources putting together a very detailed proposal. She's even got this opportunity at an 80% probability of closing on her forecast. And she won't ask the question. Her fear is that if she brings this up, she'll make the client realize there is no reason to switch. Now that's craziness. If it's on Hillary's mind, you can bet her client is already thinking of it, or someone behind her contact or above her contact in the decision-making process has it on their mind. So salespeople, what I'm saying is smarten up and ask the question. Going back to my own situation with Eric, by asking the tough question, I was able to make an important decision with clear vision. I could choose to bid or choose to walk away. And I actually chose to bid that year. And no surprise, I didn't win. Eric retained his incumbent. But my team and I, we went in with our eyes wide open. We submitted a proposal knowing it was a long shot. But it was one we were prepared to take on this occasion because of the opportunity to showcase our capabilities to a client who frankly aligned with our ideal client profile. In this case, I was willing to snag that number two position on Eric's radar in the event that something changes in the future. Now, here's my point. My decision was based on the facts and not colored by naive optimism. Ask the tough question. Now, if you are interested in more of these smart, simple insights that will shift your sales results, we want to hear from you. And make sure you pick up a copy of my new book, Uncommon Sense, available September 2017. And visit our website, salesshift.ca, to sign up for your free weekly Monday motivations. In the meantime, sell smart. And good selling.